Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Greetings, everybody. It has been a couple of weeks. I decided to take a break, and it started with taking a break from the weekly uploads, but then also I did a fast and I took a break from social media as well. I felt like it was just necessary to kind of pause and reset and recenter myself. And, low key, that's what this episode is going to be about. It's like the importance of taking the time to pause and reset and recenter. But before I do that, I just want to welcome you back. Thank you for bearing with me. And for those who reached out and was like, I haven't seen an episode. Where are the episodes? You haven't been recording episodes. I didn't see a new episode. Thank you for caring. It made me realize how many people actually support and how many people have actually incorporated my podcast into their routines. And so I'm grateful. I love that. I'm appreciative and I'm here. We're back. So I decided that with everything that was going on with the climate of the country and with just everything that's happening, I think as a collective, there's been, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I've been having conversations with different people, people that I'm close to, people that I'm not necessarily the closest to. But one of the things that has been a commonality in these conversations is the collective experience of fatigue right now. And I've been talking to people that have been saying, like, they've just been feeling an overwhelming sense of sadness or depression. I've talked to people that were saying, like, they just feel like they're drained and like their social energy is low and their mental energy is low. And just having these conversations, I realized, okay, so it's not just me. And in those moments or in those instances where you feel internally like there's something that is not necessarily at its best point or at its most fulfilled or healthy point, sometimes it's important to just pause. And looking at your life as a vessel, or looking at your life as being something that can wear out, almost like a vehicle. Understanding that there are times when your body is doing great, and then there are times when a little you need to put some gas in your tank. The gas light comes on and okay, you got a wiper fluid that you need to put in, or okay, you having an issue with your battery, or whatever the case may be. We have those same things that happen to us and to our bodies. And I would just like to invite you to take a moment to have grace, have compassion, have patience, and have gentleness and compassion for yourself. If you feel like you're fatigued, if you feel like you're tired, if you feel like you're drained. For me, I have a busy schedule. I'm pretty active. I'm doing things basically every single day of the week. And I knew that when it came to work or when it came to my schedule, there were certain things that I couldn't adjust to necessarily make the load feel lighter. But what I had to do was manage my social media intake. So I just decided, okay, I'm gonna just not be on social media for a week and just see, how I'm feeling or what's going on with myself to see if I get any mental clarity or to see if the mental fog kind of clears up. There were posts that I kind of had already on a timer to publish for some of my platforms, so it was automatically happening. Because part of me for a while was like, I'm not going to take a break from social media because I'm monetizing off of social media. But there's a way. If there's a will, there's a way. So sometimes we don't realize the impact of like just having the world at our fingertips at every in any given moment. Sometimes we just need a pause from that. We just need a moment from that. And I wanted to do a complete palate cleanser for myself where I was fasting, so I wasn't eating meat, any processed sugars, any fried foods. I just wanted to kind of cleanse, no alcohol, mostly liquids and then fruit and vegetables, and then no social media and spending the time that I would typically spend on social media, like reading, writing, creating, doing things that benefit me and my goals and the dreams that I have for myself. And it's one of the things that I'm so happy that I took the time to do because I feel like I'm clearer about direction. Also, I'm realizing that some of the feelings that I was internalizing as my own weren't necessarily my own because I'm a individual that is very empathetic. Like sometimes I was internalizing certain energy, and not separating that energy from myself. But I was taking it on as my own. But also, I had the event in May, the meet and greet, but I also did a little social in Brooklyn, New York, which was beautiful, which I loved. It was very intimate. The tickets sold out, and I was just grateful for just everything. But after that event, and when I came back to Florida, I knew I had to pause. I knew that I needed to just sit with myself, sit in some quiet, and just rest my mind intentionally and reset my energy. And so I just want to encourage and invite those that may be feeling like they're experiencing brain fog or heaviness or a feeling of like exhaustion or even insomnia. I just wanted to invite you into a space where you can take a moment to pause and consider that you get to offer yourself rest. You get to offer yourself a reset. Nobody else is going to do it for you. It's something that you're going to have to choose for yourself and do it with intention. And especially also considering we're in the second half of the year now and, July starts the 7th month. So we're beginning the start of the second portion of the year, the second half of the year. Like, finish strong. I said it in another episode that, have goals for yourself that you want to achieve by October, by November, not just January 1st, boom. But what are the things that you could do? And what are the things that you can offer yourself with the second half of this year that you didn't necessarily offer yourself in the first half of the year? What habits can you implement? What as in healthy habits? And what unhealthy habits can you change? Can you adjust for the sake of making room for new ones? If you know that you want to be more consistent with working out, start now. If you know that you want to be more consistent with having a healthy diet, start now. If you know that you want to make less time for social media and more time for self-help and self-growth and things like that, make time for that now. This is an opportunity for you, for me, for us to be able to finish 2025, 2025, I said 25, finish 2025 strong and with intention. And I think the best way to attack a challenge or go in the direction of a challenge or completing something is by first pausing recentering and resetting so that you have the fuel that you need to get to the destination that you're heading. So this is a short episode. I'm tongue-tied as usual, but just take a moment, give yourself the opportunity, offer yourself rest, offer yourself the opportunity to do better, be better, extend better, and just have a healthy rest of the year. So thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope that something will resonate, and I hope that you'll feel encouraged. And happy Monday.